Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan.
I'm here to take my sweet time on behalf of the American people.
And for several hours today, House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries has been speaking, holding up a vote on President Trump's budget bill. House Speaker Johnson says he has lined up the Republican support he needs to pass it. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Just like we saw in the Senate, this is kind of a very long, hard slog to try to get this bill to the president's desk by his July 4th deadline.
The Supreme Court's agreed to review a case on transgender students' participation in school sports. More states have restrictive laws. Lower courts have not always backed them. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The question is whether or not that violates the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause, which does in many cases prohibit discrimination on the basis of sex. The question is, does the basis of sex include transgender status? And then also we're looking at Title IX, which is a federal law barring discrimination on the basis of gender.
The government says employers added 147,000 jobs last month. Archie Hall of The Economist magazine expects this will keep the Fed in a holding pattern on interest rates.
That would be my guess. I think this is exactly the sort of thing that I think justifies them not moving too far too fast. They've said, very understandably, that amid the tariffs and the general kind of uncertainty in the American economy right now, there's a lot of fog of war, a lot of things could be moving in multiple directions, and it makes sense to a bit of wait and see.
Now to Chicago, where police are investigating the shooting that left four people dead, 14 injured outside a restaurant and lounge. CBS News Chicago's Darius Johnson.
A city source here at the scene tells us that all of this started once people were leaving an album release party. Once they were outside, a black SUV pulled up and open fire. They are currently searching for three shooters at this time.
It's a big travel day as millions hit the roads and airports to get to their July 4th destination. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says weather could be a factor.
Getting out early is probably the best bet because as we look to the mid-afternoon, that chance of thunderstorms ramps up on the East Coast.
I'm Jim Crisullo along Interstate 40 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Chances are you'll have lots of company if you're traveling for the 4th of July holiday. AAA says a record number of Americans, more than 72 million, will travel at least 50 miles from home for the holiday. The great majority will be driving, and average gas prices are at their lowest for this time of the year since 2021.
And on Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 351 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. If you're looking for fireworks tonight or to avoid them, several communities will light up the sky. Shows are going off in Sturtevant, Paddock Lake, and Waukesha. The city of Milwaukee debuts a new drone show tonight at McKinley Beach. That's said to be designed as an environmentally friendly alternative to traditional fireworks. There are 5th of July fireworks in some areas, including Twin Lakes, Tishigan, and Oak Creek. Shots fired at a Shorewood officer early this morning were followed by shots fired at Glendale police later in the morning. Authorities say a Shorewood police officer survived being shot in his ballistic vest early this morning as officers were called to a reported shooting. He's okay and already out of the hospital. Two other people were shot in that situation. Their conditions aren't yet known. Hours later, Glendale police came under fire while pursuing that suspect. It's believed the suspect was shot following that confrontation. We're working on learning more. Police say the initial situation involving the shooting was not a random act of violence. The mayor's veto stands. The Racine Common Council this week upheld Mayor Corey Mason's veto, blocking a beer license for a proposed gas station and food mart on Washington Avenue. The vote fell one short of the 10 needed to override, with 9 alders supporting the override and 6 backing the mayor's decision. Mayor Mason cited community concerns about alcohol sales near childcare facilities and survey results favoring fewer liquor outlets. You can start saving seats at 5 a.m. tomorrow for Racine's parade. The 89th annual 4th Fest Parade kicks off at 9 with more than 140 units and a flyover expected at just before 11. The parade will be televised on Channel 24. You can get a parade rundown at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Mets beat the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski was off to one of the best starts for a pitcher in the history of baseball. Last night, though, he ran into a little trouble, loaded the bases, then gave up a grand slam. The Mets beat the Brewers 7-3. Pat Murphy on why he had to pull Mizorowski out after 3 2/3 innings.
Ball wasn't coming off his fingers the same way. It was kind of like one time he let it go back here, the next time out here, and you could see he was pushing it sometimes, and his whole body was not in sync.
So now Mizorowski's record is 3 wins and 1 loss. Earlier in the day, the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Isaac Collins, and Joey Ortiz hit his first career grand slam, giving credit to teammate Freddy Peralta.
You see it from the offense when the starting pitcher is doing what he can out there to get us back in to go swing. I mean, the offense usually stays locked in all game, and the process is more important than the results at times, so you just kind of got to grind through.
That's Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm late this afternoon and tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny for the 4th of July. It's going to be hot and humid with a high of 88 and a heat index pushing the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 84.
Thank you very much, Sean. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey, and it's a dilly today. Unbelievable ending, is sponsored by the Racine Disc Center online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Golf Avenue Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. It had been a lovely evening. It had been a wonderful evening. The first-class lounge on the SS Manhattan had been alive with laughter and song. Tomorrow, the opulent ocean liner would dock at Bremerhaven. The festivities would continue. Spirits were high. It was in this effervescent mood, encouraged by an ever-so-slight excess of champagne, that young Eleanor Jarrett returned to her stateroom that night. She was just reaching out for the doorknob, in fact, when she encountered Mrs. Ada Sackett, an acquaintance on the voyage. Mrs. Sackett was aghast. She told Eleanor, "Why, you look terrible." The younger woman replied that in all of her life she'd never felt better. "Just the same," began Mrs. Sackett. Well, she didn't finish the sentence. Instead, she put one arm around Eleanor's waist, led her into the stateroom. The assistance was unwelcome. Eleanor protested accordingly, but she deposited herself on the bed, after which Mrs. Sackett admonished, "Now stay there. I'm calling for a nurse and the ship's doctor." And smiling, Eleanor drifted off to sleep on the soft pillow. She had no intention of going anywhere, and moments later, she was blissfully unconscious. Only upon awakening in an aching fog the following morning did Eleanor learn the rest of the story. You see, Eleanor Holm became Eleanor Holm Jarrett upon marrying popular singer Art Jarrett in 1933. She was only 19, and yet already she'd led an exciting and glamorous life. At 16, she was invited to become a Ziegfeld Follies girl, and shortly thereafter, she was awarded a $500 a week motion picture contract with Warner Brothers. She studied drama with Clark Gable's first wife, partied with the Hollywood elite. Her beauty and her charm and her talent opened doors that few young women could even budge ajar. But then, at the height of her own popularity, age 22, she took an ocean cruise. The adventure she anticipated on the other side of the Atlantic ought to have been the greatest and most successful of her life. But then, After socializing with other passengers the night before docking in Bremerhaven, she was discovered in a state of pleasant inebriation, and at once her fondest dream was dead. For you see, the principal talent of the beautiful and talented Eleanor Holm Jarrett was swimming. For 4 years, the world records in the 100-meter and the 200-meter backstroke belonged to her. And now, in 1936, she was favored to retain her status at the Olympic Games in Berlin. Many considered it a mission back then for the Americans to vanquish Hitler's super racers, but instead, it was a girl from the Netherlands who won the gold in Eleanor's strongest event because Eleanor was not even permitted to compete. I said Eleanor was not even permitted to compete. It will be difficult for us to imagine today, 6 decades later, now when the specter of drugs and even violence cast long shadows over international athletic competitions, and yet competitors are allowed to compete anyway. But once upon an Olympics, America's hopes for a gold medal in swimming were dashed when the competitor favored to win, Eleanor Holm Jarrett, was banished from the Olympic team for sipping champagne. And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, come on! Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Twice daily, every Monday through Friday at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 to kick off the afternoon here on WRJN.
Ba 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 Baran. Ba 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 Baran. Oh, ba 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 Baran. Ba 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 Baran. Ba 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 Baran. You got me rocking and rolling, rocking and reeling, ba Baran. Ba 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 Baran. Went to a dance, looking for romance. Saw ba Baran, so I thought I'd take a chance with ba Baran.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
I want to
something good. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And the Brewers split a pair yesterday. And it's playing some exciting baseball, but they've got to catch the Cubs before the All-Star break. And that's the 15th of this month. So cheer them on as they take on the Mets today. Pre-game 5:35 here on WRJN. Brewer Baseball, sponsored by Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, Lee's Deli, and the Lanes on 20. Again, 5:35 pregame tonight. Hear it all here on WRJN.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. X-Golf Kenosha, where the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no bugs, and no sunburn. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf Kenosha brings the course to you. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel and Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's Hydration Destination. Stock up on adult beverages. Grab jumbo bags of ice and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel and Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Summer is here to stay, so make sure you're cool all season long by calling Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today. Take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop. Give them a call today at 262-989-1001. 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
WRJN.
Just a fool.
just a fool.
Turn your
attention from the pretty woman to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Stuart J. Wattles with an update.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Eager spectators can start saving seats at 5 tomorrow morning. Racine's 89th annual 4th Fest Parade returns tomorrow, one of the biggest celebrations of America in the Midwest. The parade kicks off at 9 with more than 140 units celebrating the theme Roots in Racine. It's expected a couple of F-35s will fly over at just before 11 a.m. This year's Spirit of Racine Award recipient is former Alderman Jeff Coe, and the Racine Raiders are the Grand Marshals. The celebration will be televised. It'll again air on TV Channel 24. You can get a full parade rundown and a lineup at RacineCountyEye.com. Shots fired at a Shorewood officer early this morning were followed by shots fired at Glendale police later in the morning. Authorities say a Shorewood police officer survived being shot in his ballistic vest early this morning as officers were called to a reported shooting. He's okay and already out of the hospital. Two other people were shot in that situation. Their conditions aren't yet known. Hours later, Glendale police came under fire while pursuing that suspect. It's believed the suspect was shot following that confrontation. We're working on learning more. Police say the initial situation involving the shooting was not a random act of violence. 9 wanted to override the veto, 6 did not. Mayor Corey Mason's veto of a beer license for a planned Washington Avenue gas station and convenience store will stand. The Racine Common Council failed to reach the 10 votes needed to override. Mason pointed to the area's existing number of license holders and public safety concerns. Several council members and residents said the project could have revitalized that site and improved access to healthy food. The developer says the project may not move forward without that liquor license. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm late this afternoon and tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny for the 4th of July. It's going to be hot and humid with a high of 88 and a heat index pushing the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
Love.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, one of the great Chicagoland bands that played Racine and Kenosha in Milwaukee all the time back in the 60s. Going to be featured on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget next hour.
I can't wait forever, even though you want me to.
in the street, singing songs and a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
Buffalo Springfield on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Here comes not the first power chord in the history of rock and roll, but certainly the most famous.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do.
Lazy.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's going to be What a Morning tomorrow. Cindy Huber returns for a show as she fills in for Don Rosen, who, along with Lou Regani, are going to be calling in from the 4th Fest Parade Route. So the return of Cindy Huber tomorrow, 6 a.m. to noon on WRJN.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Hey everybody, Ray Zirkle here from Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue on Highway 11, Sturtevant. Come on in and peruse our great selection of vinyl. Going on 8 years in July, it's amazing that we're still finding new customers every day. Most of them head right over toward the vinyl. They know what they're looking for. I can find just about anything out there. We belong to a worldwide vinyl marketplace. Come on out and see us on our 8th anniversary weekend, July 11th and 12th. We'll be having lots of great deals, so we'll see you there.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Baby, I'm aware of where you go. Each time you leave my door.
to another, Supremes to Dawn. This was their second hit after Candida. This was their first number one. WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you. How in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
WRJN.
Town.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Republicans in the House of Representatives are poised to pass President Trump's massive budget bill, but a final vote has had to wait as the top Democrat, Hakeem Jeffries, has been speaking for hours.
We were told by President Donald Trump when he was on a campaign trail, costs would go down on day one. He was going to focus, we were told, on lowering the high cost of living in the United States of America. That's not what this bill does.
CBS's Willie James Inman.
Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill boosts border security and ICE enforcement, increases defense spending, and extends his 2017 tax cuts. That includes an increase to the child tax credit, a $1,000 savings account